All right, welcome to Comes Naturally Podcast. Mike. Business. Go.
As always, this podcast is completely free, so to show some support in any way.
We're day drinking now.
A little bit. Okay. As always, this podcast is completely free, so if you would like to show some support... Fuck, man. I can't... I do this...
Really?
Fucking almost every episode, and I can't get it... Just keep going.
Joe.
I know. Right? Well, I didn't freeze up. I just stumbled through a ward.
Twice.
Yeah. I'm about to do it again. I can feel it already.
Take three.
Show.
Anyway, like us on Facebook... Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
After you like us on Facebook, going back to that, share the Facebook page. Let people know what it is when you share it. Like, write a little description about it. That would be awesome. So we can get more likes on that page. So we can get the traffic up on that. Follow us on Twitter. Retweet our stuff. We're gonna have a new thing that we're gonna start doing pretty soon. We'll get more into that later. But it's very Twitter centric. After you do all that good stuff, please go over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast. That makes it to where the podcast becomes available to you every Friday without actually going to the app. It'll just download for you automatically. After you subscribe, please rate and review. It just helps get eyes on the podcast. After you do that, it takes about 2 minutes, real easy, and it helps us out a lot.
Yeah.
More or less.
All right. Before we go into the intro, we're going to go over that Twitter thing Mike was talking about to get it out of the way. So every Friday when the show posts, it goes up at 6 a.m. I'm not going to tweet at 6 a.m. because...
You will be asleep.
Well, I'll probably be asleep and no one will be up time getting it. But around 10 o'clock or so, Arizona time, so 9 o'clock California and so on and so forth, there will be a tweet sent out from the show's Twitter, @comesnaturalpod, that we would like everyone that has Twitter or access to Twitter would retweet. And what it's going to be is going to be focused on getting attention to one of the major podcast companies. So the three that I've picked first to focus on will be Nerdist. The second one would be Smodcasters, basically Kevin Smith. And the third one would be Geek and Sundry. And so every week I'm going to post one from the an actual tweet from the show's page, and we want everyone to retweet it. If you don't see it because your Twitter feed is too long, look for one of ours and we'll have it on there as well, because we're going to be retweeting it. So that's all we ask, and we'll do this every week, so every Friday, and we'll remind you during the show to do it, so when you're listening you can pop over there and do it while we're hanging out. Cool. All right, start the show off proper.
Yep.
Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike,
Cody, and our special guest today is
Eric.
Yeah. Mike threw some judo chops in there, like, ha-ga-ga!
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so Mike, we'll start with you today. Would you like to go over our new thing we're doing?
Yes. So to kind of throw a new wrinkle into the podcast, we're kind of combining a lot of stuff that we do, but just making it more... dedicated, I guess. So what we're going to be doing is every week now, we will be assigning each other something to either read, watch, play, listen to. Just basically, we're giving each other something to review, more or less. This week, it's very movie-centric because it's the first week that we're doing it, so we didn't have like the whole week to think about it. But in the upcoming weeks, it'll be more varied. We'll have more reading. We'll have more music, more video games, things like that. So how it's going to work, every week, we're going to assign – one of us is going to assign the other one something, and it's going to go around the table like that. So this week, the way it got assigned is Joe is going to watch a movie. He's going to watch Last Days on Mars.
Yay.
Which is a movie starring Lee Schreiber, right?
And people.
And other people. I'm sure. And Mars.
And Mars.
And Days.
Yep.
They're all in it.
Mm-hmm.
Cody got assigned Ernest Saves Christmas. Because he got the comedy genre. And I got assigned The Hunter from Cody, starring William Dafoe, which I haven't seen. I haven't seen The Hunter. Cody's seen Ernest Saves Christmas, but it's been a long time, right?
No.
No? Oh, whatever. We'll Last fix year. That later. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And you've never seen Last Days on Mars, right?
No, Go I ahead. Haven't. No.
Joe? Yeah. Joe's never seen it.
Nope.
That's why he's watching it.
Yep.
So basically the thought process is on this. So this week's a little bit different, like I said, because it's the first week. But we record every Wednesday. So right now as we speak, we have 1 week from the day to watch those movies, get a quick little review. We'll talk about who's in it, who did the best like acting job, the high point, low point, and overall impressions of it. With the comic books, Munger, I forgot about Munger because I didn't have that written down. Munger gets to read a comic book this week. His book is
Wolverine, Old Man Logan.
Right, because he has not read it yet, and I've been on him to read that one because I feel it's one of the best ever. So he'll read that, and he'll have to come back with his review on that next week as well. So exciting, fun stuff. Hopefully the movies are good. Last Days on Mars probably not going to be good.
No. I know mine is.
Yours is phenomenal. I loved all the
And yours is
movies.
Actually good too, Mike. So yeah. Enjoy that one, sir.
Mm-hmm. So this would be a good time that if you have any suggestions. The idea behind this is either something we haven't seen or something we haven't seen in a long time to go to one of us. So if you guys have any suggestions, it'd be great if you post it on our Facebook page, tweet us the suggestions. And like I said, it could be anything as long as it's not ridiculously long. Like, I don't want to recommend novels to people. So like volumes of comic books would be great. Individual issues, if you just have a particular issue in mind that you really, really like, that you think one of us would like or needs reviewing, or even if it's really, really fucking bad, recommend that too, because we'll read all that fun shit. Music, if you have an album, a CD that you really dig that you don't know, maybe. I'm not a big music guy, so probably a lot of those will come to me in the future because I don't know a lot anyway about it. So music would be a good recommendation if you got a good CD or soundtrack. And then video games, a little bit harder to come by, but I'm sure we're gonna track down most of them eventually anyway too. And we'll give and we'll give that our thoughts as well. So shoot those suggestions to us. That would be awesome. That'll make it easier for us to come up with who gets what each week. So that's going to be kind of the main ideal of the podcast going forward. One of the subdivisions of it, basically. And then we'll still talk about all the normal shit we usually do, like movies and TV shows, and especially this week, Interstellar, because we've all seen it now.
Yeah. Well, not all of us.
Except for Munger. I keep forgetting about Munger.
So does everybody else.
What's this person sitting next to me? Ah, fuck it.
Who are you? I feel like that old Amnesia commercial. Or Alzheimer's, not Amnesia. Alzheimer's commercial. You don't remember that? Where the old man.
No, I don't.
it's like weird. Like the old man standing in front of a bathroom mirror. And like his wife walks in. The old man's like, who are you? And it's like, well, that was sad and depressing.
Nah, it's not sad and depressing. You get to meet new people every day.
Yeah. Or you feel like you're being robbed every day because you need these strangers in your house.
Oh, 50 first dates when they're, like, older.
You mean, like, now?
Gross.
Yeah.
It's like, what was 10-second Bob from 50 First Dates?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Bob. I'm nice Bob. To meet you.
Makes me laugh.
I like 50 first dates, and they go, they tell her, like, you've been dating this guy, and he's like, I'm sorry, I'm not better looking.
Yeah.
which is how I usually, like, greet Jen in the morning when I see her for the first time of the day. I'm sorry, I'm not just better. Like,
unlike cheese, I'm not getting better.
More like wine, because cheese will eventually go bad.
Mine will, too. Things all vinegary.
So Anyways, back on topic. We all saw Interstellar this week, except for Munger.
Yeah.
Some of us saw it in IMAX. Some of us saw it in theaters. And well, all the other ones.
Theaters. I saw it in a regular theater.
Regular ass.
With regular people. You're a regular not IMAX people.
The IMAX was pretty phenomenal, though.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was. It was all shot in IMAX.
I'm sure it was.
Okay.
Munger, what'd you think?
If I was going to see it, I would definitely see it in a theater.
Yeah. Do you plan on seeing it? Is it something you want to see?
Yeah, I've just been working a lot. So yeah. I plan on going the other night with Cody, and but I ended up having to be to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I was tired.
Which is fine, because you could just go right from the movie to work.
Yeah.
That true. Sounds like a bitch excuse.
I was a little exhausted, so I fell asleep. Oh, sorry. My fault.
And Joe, you want to talk about it a little bit? Because I know you mentioned last night you made a bold statement about this movie.
What statement did I make?
That
I make lots of statements. Oh, it's my favorite movie of all time, yeah.
Of all time. Without even seeing it twice, you can just declare that?
Yeah.
I feel like I have to see something at least two or three times.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Exactly. I mean, for me, it was one of like the just most perfect space movies. Everybody knows I love space stuff. So it was just one of the most perfect ones out there. It gets everything right. It doesn't do the whole sound effects in space itself, because there's no air, so there's no way sound can propagate. It makes it eerie as well, as you're doing those long shots of the ship just going by and you hear absolutely nothing. There's no issues with the story. There's no like gaping plot holes that bothered me. Even if there was a plot hole, there was a hole in it, just not a plot hole.
Munger really wants to make a gaping holes joke. And he's just looking around waiting for one of us to respond to him so he can make his childish. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
I was waiting for actually Cody to.
Nope, I'm mature.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We're adults, Munger.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Get on board.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know you, sir.
Yeah, and you notice I didn't say anything, so ipso facto, you'd be incorrect.
Yeah, okay.
I love the science behind it. They actually went to a physicist. Actually, the original idea of the story came from a couple of physicists that had written out like the general idea, and then I can't remember. I should have looked it up. How they got in touch with Christopher Nolan, and then him and his brother took
email?
Probably could have.
Sir, these are scientists. That shit was like binary smoke signals
or something. Binary smoke signals.
Which is what smoke signals are anyways. But
binary one makes
cloud,
it sound more.
No cloud, one cloud, no cloud. One cloud,
no, no.
One cloud, one cloud.
Like
one
Chris
cloud.
Nolan's all like, oh shit, these scientists want to talk to me. Oh,
shit.
How'd they know I'd understand that?
Good thing I had my smoke signal detector going. It's just a bunch of like spotlights that shine into one room. Get it? Because it's Batman.
Except for that he was did the Batman. Bad Batman one.
It's not the bad Batman one.
Yeah.
That was Returns. That was Batman Returns.
Yeah.
That was not the bad one.
Well, it
wasn't the worst one.
There we go.
I didn't say the worst one. I said it was a bad
you
one.
You said the bad one. Sorry, no, the bad one would be one of the Schumacher ones.
Those aren't even Batman movies.
Those what? Are toy movies.
Yeah, those are
those are toy movies. I realize that, but they still carried the Batman name.
Unfortunately.
So you can't call Batman Returns the bad one.
All right, so a bad Batman movie.
There you go. Even though I still enjoyed it.
I tried.
I did, too.
I tried to enjoy it.
I can't help it.
I still enjoyed it.
Hey, I wonder why all those spotlights are hitting the Wayne Manor. Eh, weird, whatever.
Why are the Batman spotlights shining right into Bruce Wayne's window?
I'm pretty sure that everybody knows who Batman is. Same thing with Superman. Everybody knows who Superman is.
No, sir.
They just don't say it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
that nerd cannot be Superman. There's no fucking way.
He looks exactly
there's no
like
way
Superman.
This 6'3", 240-pound ripped up freak could be a
Superman. Because Superman doesn't need glasses.
Exactly.
Hey, all I know is when Cody takes his glasses off, I don't know who the fuck he is.
Neither do I, because I usually can't
disguise.
See.
It's a good disguise.
Cody's looking in the mirror. Is that me?
Who the fuck's in my bathroom?
Who are you?
Why
who
is he waving his hands around?
Alzheimer's.
Glasses have got to be the best disguises ever.
It's true.
Very similar to...
That's why I liked All-Star Superman. by Grant Morrison, because when he was in his Clark Kent one, he let his belly hang out, so he looked fat. Belly, so, you know.
I'm pretty sure though, it still looked like Superman. Nope.
I always wondered like why they never like revamped his, like, he's Superman. He's got to have some kind of weird ability to like change his look a little bit, you know? Like,
yeah, he combs his hair back and puts glasses on.
Yeah, maybe grow a beard out real quick. Or,
yeah, because he can grow his hair fast.
It's possible.
Can't?
No.
In the cartoon, he can do a lot of stuff with his laser eyes,
which is funny because it would just go right through the mirror.
Well, it's strong enough. He narrowed it. He like pulled it back.
It's strong enough to burn hair off his face, which should be stronger than normal hair. But yet,
you don't think Superman could just grow out a beard if he wanted to?
No, I don't think he can.
Why wouldn't you think that?
This is like the Big Bang Theory episode where they're talking about getting the sweat stains out of his suit.
My question is though, does he sweat like we do?
No.
See, so he
doesn't have sweat stains.
Exactly.
Plus, for someone who gets his power from the sun, is not going to be affected by his heat.
Really? Would he? I wonder if he got a sunburn, like how hard he would punch, like how much harder that would like hurt.
I don't think he could get a sunburn.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He would just absorb all that.
I mean, again, All-Stars Man, he was on the surface of the sun and got over.
If he didn't burn rated. Then.
What do you think Superman could do blackface when he's in?
Blackface?
Blackface. When he's in disguise. Because then it'll be less like.
Hey, why is Clark Kent wearing blackface?
Well, I'm saying like in an origin story, he could go as Clark Kent, could be a black guy.
That's so bad.
What?
I'm just trying
to. He has to be the same person.
No, I'm saying like.
So he's playing the dude disguised.
I'm saying like why in a new origin. Well, I know why, but. Why, like, in a new origin story. So, Cody, this is your next assignment. You're going to write a Superman origin story, and you're going to make him disguise as a black guy.
Why?
Clark Kent is known to the world as a black guy. That way, no one ever thinks he's this white Superman.
How the fuck would he do that?
The only way I could think, because makeup would be like.
He could apply it. He could really, learn it and apply it super fucking fast.
Makeup would be super racist.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a hologram, like some sort of like force field hologram type thing that he
okay,
like.
Okay, well,
he
why
hits.
Doesn't he do that to his face at all times just to change his facial features up a little bit?
But that's what I'm saying. That would be your explanation. Like, yeah, yeah. Like oh, he, because oh, he is smart, because he is supposed to be smart.
But black? Like.
All I'm saying is if change you knew look. If Clark Kent was a black guy, you would never ever suspect him of being Superman.
If Batman was a black guy when he was Bruce Wayne,
you would never expect him to be
Batman because you see his face, you see like his mouth and you see a white.
Okay,
person.
So if he was a black guy as Batman, you would never expect it to be Bruce Wayne, right?
Yeah.
So if you saw a close up of his face and his face was black. Instead of the white face that you see underneath the cowl all the time, you wouldn't ever suspect Bruce Lane. Bruce Wayne.
Are you drunk this morning? Maybe. You cannot talk at all.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, I guess, but it would still make no sense. Like,
it'd just be a better disguise. All I'm saying is why doesn't he have a better disguise at this
point?
Well,
the thing is, it works.
No, it doesn't. It works because...
They make it work.
They just make it work. They just ignore it.
We're also talking about a book about a guy who's from another planet.
Very true, but in recent years, they've been more intelligent about these things.
Yeah, and so in the new one, he put on glasses and rode a bike, and still no one saw it.
Because everybody knows that he's Superman.
Because you just let that slide. As a viewer of Superman now, you just let it slide. All I'm saying is, why didn't they try harder? Because
it was made in 1930s.
He's saying
now. Not the new ones.
But that you keep... You
nothing
keep the...
made from the last 10 years or 20 years have an excuse to not build in a better disguise for Clark Kent. At this point...
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Because you just let... But wouldn't it be smart for... one writer to come up and
change things a little bit to
make
it not
it
so
yeah just
obvious.
Change it enough to where it's a cool little like
because you
side
really
thing.
Would have to believe that the whole entire planet is just stupid I mean, obviously, not everybody knows Clark Kent, but the people who do should be able to sit there and go, that guy kind of looks like that guy.
Unless you never get a good picture of Superman's face.
Oh, I'm sure they have good pictures of Superman's face.
They should. I mean, but it's not. I mean, no. It's like the original origin.
I could understand at first. I can understand at first that they wouldn't have a good picture of Superman, but eventually they would. Eventually, he stops long enough to be like, you know, oh hey, citizen.
I'm saying they've changed origin stuff
all the time.
All the time. Why can't they throw on a little bit better of a disguise?
At how would least they do it then?
Facial hair. Why wouldn't he get to the point where he's like?
He can't though. He can't grow his hair
faster. But he's saying why change Clark Kent's look? Why not change Superman's? Like there's a point where he does slow down and like meet Lois and you know go through the whole media thing. Why can't he just have some sort of mask, not like an actual mask, but like we were saying earlier, some sort of hologram that changes his face, Superman's face, not Clark Kent's.
Because that's his normal face.
Like if he gets his normal face both times,
but with glasses on, different, and his hair's combed differently. that's the thing. Like when you see like a famous person in public, if they're wearing glasses and their hair's different, you're not going to notice who they are.
But somebody will.
Yes. Somebody will, yeah. And then someone goes, hey, that reporter that's looks his like point. Superman.
There's enough people that are going to put the pieces together and figure out who he is.
Yeah.
There's enough people he works with that see him every day and have to do stories about Superman every day that they would have done it. All I'm saying is the only reason they don't fix it at this point is because every reader and every viewer of anything Superman just accepts it at this point.
Right.
But they've never done anything to try, at least in my knowledge, they've never done anything to try to make it mean a little bit more or make it a little bit more different.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, I get what you're saying. I just don't think it needs to be done, though. I don't think.
Okay, but origin stories don't need to be changed either, but they get changed all the time.
But not by people who actually care about it.
So like, you're saying if somebody changed Superman's origin, they wouldn't care?
Like what?
If they change his origin a little bit, you're saying that they wouldn't care?
They changed his origin in the movie, in the newest movie.
But you're saying that they don't care about it then?
No, they don't. No, they don't care enough to have to change it. They think it works, so they keep it that way. There's no reason, they don't see a reason to change it because that disguise works for him. That's obviously what they're saying.
Like I said, the only reason the disguise works for it is because everyone just accepts it at this point. I'm just surprised that in a book somewhere, they didn't, in a new origin story, like it would have been perfect with Earth One.
Actually, I mean, I think it still could be perfect with Earth One because it hasn't reached that point where he is known to that Superman himself. His face isn't known to the world. So
make Clark Kent more dramatically different, I think. So instead of just the glasses, you do something else, like you were saying, some type of like hologram face thing or change facial features or wear like a wig. Or something.
He comes out like long, glowing. He clothes his hair differently.
Looks like Joe Fabio. Wears a hat sometimes, and then takes the hat off sometimes. It looks different, but I still know it's Joe.
Yeah,
like.
But Joe's not wearing glasses.
I do wear glasses, though. I do wear sunglasses.
No,
all I'm saying,
a hat and sunglasses. You can still tell it's me. Joe. Exactly. Hey, look, there's that tall 6'5" fucker.
It's
over
like
there.
You a couple years ago. You shaved your head and your beard at the same time. Everyone took it like a minute to realize it was you.
Yeah.
But then they realized it was you.
Yeah.
You looked as dramatically different as you possibly could have. But they still knew it was you after a minute.
So you want Superman to wear a fake beard when he's Clark Kent?
No, I don't want him to wear a fake beard. All I'm saying is there's creators and writers that could have done a little something more to make his disguise a little bit more believable.
Yeah. Also, Superman. He makes himself look dumpy.
He sticks his gut out.
He sticks his gut out.
Yeah. And wears glasses and has different hair.
His face exactly the same. His facial features are still the
same.
And
you could comb, anybody can comb their hair differently. All I'm saying is there's got to be more to it. Your beard makes you look really different than when without a beard. That little bit right there, some type of prosthetics or something. Some, you know what I mean? Like there could be so many different things. Among
who was that over there a second ago? Their hair was combed all off to the side. I don't know who that was.
I was trying to disguise myself.
It almost worked.
Almost
for Cody.
Fooled me for a second.
Put some glasses on. We don't even know who you are.
Get out of here.
So having to put on prosthetics is going to think and change his face enough where people won't recognize who he is.
If you do the prosthetics right, yes.
But what you're trying to, but he has to would have to do that every time he switched back.
He's super fucking Superman.
Like, how much time is it going to take him?
Well, it's
fucking no time, dude.
Yeah. Except for prosthetics, need to
he walks in to a fucking phone booth and walks out dressed completely different, like that. So you don't think he could throw on some type of disguise when he goes back into Clark Kent?
He does. He puts on glasses and
fuck you.
Hair.
That's not a disguise. That's glasses and he combs his hair. That's not a disguise.
This is just going in.
It's not much of one, no.
But it works for him.
Only because everybody accepts it.
Everyone just leaves it alone because nobody's tried to make it better.
You're also missing a key part of that too.
What?
That no, because of the way he acts when he's Clark Kent, they could look at him and go, "Ah, there's no way he could be Superman."
I get that, but at some point, you don't think they're gonna be like. Fucking looks just like Superman, dude. Like, look at this picture. Look at this picture. Lois Lane standing next to both of them multiple times. And before she knew, like...
Walks like a Superman. Talks like a Superman. Superman. Gotta be Superman.
But he doesn't walk like Superman and talk like Superman.
You see, when Lois Lane's walking down the street with Clark Kent and just talking to him before she knows, or in the stories that she doesn't know, that he's Superman. And then when Superman saves her, like... She's not close enough to his face
to sit there and go, "Hey,
hey,
Clark,
why are you Superman?" Like, nothing.
I think it goes beyond just the fact that, because you're going from a point where you already know it's him, but there's that veil of like
I don't care, because if an artist showed me a guy in a plainclothes suit and then a guy, they're drawn the same. Characteristics facial wise in a Superman suit, I'd be like, that's the same guy.
And I understand the way he acts and everything is a big part of his disguise, in air quotes. But I'm surprised somebody hasn't done more with the disguise at this point. Don't say, but it works. We'll fucking throw Munger at you if you say it works.
Thanks.
Because it doesn't work. It only works because viewers and readers just let it work.
I agree.
Start talking about Interstellar again.
That argument's been around for years, that people say he has the worst disguise of all the superheroes.
Yeah.
He also doesn't need one, but... Because, I mean, he doesn't need to be...
I think he does need one.
Why?
It still falls back to the fact that, why do you need a disguise? Well, you need a disguise to protect your loved ones.
Well, I'm not saying he's going to walk out on a date with Lois Lane, but like, he doesn't need a day job, so he doesn't need to be around those people.
But he is, though.
But he could just be anybody.
What?
What?
He could be anybody. If he wanted to, he could be a billionaire.
Okay.
Okay, and he would still look like Superman.
Yeah.
Okay, so if he was nothing, that would make more sense. If he wasn't Clark Kent at all, that would make more sense, because you never see him not as Superman. Or he doesn't have friendships or relationships or coworkers or anything like that.
If he were a bum on the street.
That'd be cool.
If he was a bum on the streets, people would be like, that bum looks like Superman.
Yeah. No, because people walk right past bums. And he could make his face all dirty and gross and,
but the thing
and
is,
just
he
be
looks,
in the alley. That would be a better fucking disguise than walking
Kent.
Around next to all these people who do news reports on him as Superman every fucking day of the week.
That's not very good reporters.
That's the thing. When he looks like Clark Kent with the glasses and the hair combed differently, he acts differently and blends in with everybody else. So no one would assume that, like,
but
hey.
But still his friends and the people in the building that see him all the time would point out and still
somebody
say.
Assumed there's got, it's kind of like that SNL sketch they did when The Rock was on, where he's got the suit sticking out from underneath.
Yeah.
They all kind of know because the same thing.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He thinks putting on glasses and combing his hair different makes him a different person. We all know. It's right. Being around him all the time, you're going to eventually
realize that they're the same person. It may take a couple months, maybe a year. Because Superman himself is harder to catch a picture of. Like, if he, I could understand if he never slowed down, if he never allowed his picture to be taken, if he never saved Lois, if he never did any of that stuff that allowed his face to be seen, yeah, it works. But that's never happened.
All right. I don't know why we're arguing over this still. I mean, you haven't come up with a good idea. Disguise him differently.
A bum in the middle of the street.
No, because he wants to be Clark Kent, the reporter.
But you just said you haven't come up with a good. Yeah, yes, you're changing. You're getting rid of the reporter side of it. He could still be Clark Kent. He could still call himself Clark Kent.
Yeah,
but he could be a bum on the street. He could be dirty and stuff.
But then
he can enjoy going to soup kitchens.
If you want to still keep the reporter aspect of it, then you change the Superman aspect of it. You change, he has the different face somehow, prosthetics, hologram, whatever. Or he never slows down and never allows his picture to be taken.
Or, fuck you, I think he can grow his beard out really fast.
I don't think he can.
Why couldn't he? He's Superman. He could do fucking almost anything. All they have to do is just write it in a comic book, and he can fucking do it now.
So, wait, hold on.
That
so,
easy.
I would have less of a hard time to believe he could fucking grow out a beard and a mane in fucking half a second. I would have a less problem believing that than I would believing that glasses and combing your hair differently is a viable disguise for all this time.
I just want to see him, like, stick his thumb in his mouth and blow and just...
and the hair just pops out everywhere.
That just seems like more of, like, a far-fetched Play-Doh thing that people pumper. Don't believe that he... is who he is, just by the simple wearing glasses and changing his hair.
Only because of all the time we've had to deal with him with the glasses and everything. Oh, obviously, I'm joking a little bit with that, but you could do a lot of different things. Prosthetics, the hologram face thing. Like, why can't he... Like, there's so many different ways. You could probably write into his powers that he has some, you know, small form of feature changes or something like that he could do. There's a lot of things you can
change
do.
Up his muscle structure.
His disguise could have been an old man. An old, debilitated old man or something. Like,
yeah, then nobody would really realize that it would be him.
Get off my lawn!
He sits in a wheelchair or something.
Clark Kent could be played by Clint Eastwood.
Oh!
Get off my lawn!
The most badass Clark
Kent.
That'd
be badass.
All right,
and
so,
then when he's Superman, he changes into Nicolas Cage. No one would really recognize him then.
No one would ever want to.
No.
But like, well, we're done with this guy. He's ridiculous. Anyway, so back off of something dumb to Interstellar, since we didn't actually get into any of that, and we went on some random tangent about garbage.
Hey, it's what happens. So back to Interstellar, and the next thing I was going to say is I love that...
I can't believe you remember what the next thing you're going to say was.
Because I was going to talk about the actual black hole within within Interstellar.
Was it wearing glasses and was its hair combed different?
No, because otherwise I wouldn't recognize it as a black hole.
No, you would just be like, that black hole looks a lot like that other black hole that's super. Yeah. That's what you would say.
Why does that reporting black hole look like that super black hole? Yeah.
They could be the same because they have different hair and glasses.
It just combs its accretion disk differently.
Yeah, exactly. It's different.
Ooh. Sorry.
Anyway, so I love that they... Christopher Nolan actually went to a physicist to actually have that that black hole made, and I
designed
because the physicist got together with the visual effects studio, and they basically put all the equations together, put them into one of the visual studios, ginormous computers, and actually did the computations and created this black hole. So what you see on screen is actually a simulation or an accurate simulation of a black hole. In doing so, they actually found out that you see the accretion disk going one way, horizontal to your to your view, but then you also see the one that goes around the horizon of the black hole, and they figured that out just doing that, doing the simulations in the Visual Studio. So that was absolutely awesome. I want to say as well is that this is Matthew McConaughey's best performance that he's ever done. I mean, I haven't seen all of his movies. I haven't seen Dallas Buyers Club, or I haven't seen I haven't seen all of Mud yet. So I mean, there could be other ones that are his.
How have you not seen all of Mud yet? Like,
because at Best Buy, somehow we ended up with a Blu-ray copy of Mud for our test equipment. So I've seen like maybe the first 10, 20 minutes of it, playing it there at the store, and just have not watched the rest of it.
Next time you need to skip ahead before, and then slowly throughout the work we get through it.
So every time you test something, just watch 10 minutes more.
I could do that. But let's see, what else? I don't know, just the way everything tied together. Because at the beginning of the movie, you know about the books flying off the shelf of Matthew McConaughey's character's daughter's room. The dust lines.
With the gravity wells.
With the gravity wells. You know, just everything. It was so... You don't know what's going on. And it seems like you're never going to find out exactly what's going on, because they kind of chalk that up to aliens, the they, as they call them. But you find out at the end of the movie, I don't know if I want to spoil it or not.
No.
No? Okay.
But it gets explained.
But it gets explained.
It wraps up pretty nicely, actually.
Yeah, and I want to say I absolutely love the movie, the end of the movie, that where Cooper, Matthew McConaughey's character, ends up. I was hoping while watching the movie that they wouldn't just leave him there, and they didn't. And they brought him back, and it's so hard not to try and spoil the ending.
You can if you want.
I don't want to.
Cody!
Spoilers like a motherfucker, yo.
Go for it. Or let me do it.
We're going to Cody frame this. No, I don't want to. He ends up in one place. He finds his way back to another place by some miracle. And they seemingly set it up like there could be an Interstellar 2.
Which they won't do.
Which I hope they don't do. I really hope they don't do. But it is set up like that, and
Nolan would never do it.
Yeah.
Nolan doesn't make sequels. Oh yeah.
Is that trilogy that he made?
Except for that one sequel and then the other sequel.
Except for that trilogy that he made that made him super famous.
Yeah, but his other movies. Like, outside of Batman, because that was set up to be a big trilogy, I think, in the first place.
Oh, yeah, it was.
But, yeah, any of his other movies, like, you'll never see a sequel to...
Inception.
Decepticon. But, yeah.
Deception's actually its own sequel anyways, if you think about it.
It incepts itself?
It's like,
no, I'm not going to go
like
with that.
It's like a sequel inside of a sequel.
Yep.
With a prequel.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm not going to go with that.
It's true.
No.
What's your favorite part about that movie? Because I have one prequel particular sequel. Scene.
Inception?
Yeah. That stands out in my head. As like, every time I think of it, I think of the one scene.
Is it the first scene where he's at the old man's mansion?
No, it has nothing to do with like acting performance. It's just the visual of it and the action to do with it.
Okay, which one?
It's the hallway scene. Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt rotating.
Yeah,
holy shit,
scene.
Dude. That one blew my mind.
It's the one that uses the poster most of the time, right?
It was in one of them.
Yeah, it was one of them.
But it was like a split second of it was in the main trailer for it.
Yeah,
it's because
when
get to the movie,
around.
Yeah, it's a lot longer and it just looks amazing. And then the special features, they show you how you do it. Because I remember thinking like, there's not a lot of stuff you could see in a movie right now. And you'd be like, I've never seen that before. That was one of those things. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen this in a movie before. Like the way it was being shot and how everything was working around it.
And it was practical too.
Yeah, and it was all practical. That was the weird weird part about it. And then when you saw the special features, you see how they did it, you're like, fuck yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Built the hallway to actually rotate.
To actually rotate.
So what did you guys think of Interstellar?
I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big space nerd like you, so I don't want to fuck Interstellar. But
you don't want to put it in the black hole.
In the gaping
no, because if you saw what happened in that black hole, you wouldn't want to either.
No, yeah. I was.
You would hear eject though, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like the way the movie was set up. I don't know if anybody. I haven't really read anybody's reviews on it, but I think some people might bitch about the ending a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure people are.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, for sure. but I thought that was like the best way to do it after watching the movie, like seeing how everything was built up. I thought the ending that they did was probably the best way to do it, and then not going over the top with it, because which they very easily can, and not because of how the movie was set up, just because if it goes over the top, you're talking about, you know, black holes, wormholes, gravity, you know, being able to distort gravity, like weird shit that you can kind of just go off and almost do whatever you want at one point, but he made it seem more viable, yeah. You know? But I liked it a lot. I don't think it was McConaughey's best performance, because he did a great job, but I still think Dallas Buyers Club is probably his best performance that he's done. But this is right up yeah. there with that. So, Cody?
I liked it.
Do you like it a lot, or you just like it?
No, I liked it a lot. I think it's probably one of my favorite space movies for sure. Probably one of my all-time favorite sci-fi movies too. Because what's cool about it, and I don't care if I give a spoilers away because I'm me, I thought it was cool that they mentioned they in the movie.
Yeah.
As this other possibly alien being. And then here's the spoiler part. It's not. It's referred to later as just being us. In general, you know,
future us, yep. Future humans.
But the only thing that, speaking of to Mike's, haven't read a lot of reviews. The couple that I did read, one stood out, and I can't remember if it was Kotaku or IGN. I can't remember which idiot said this. But he says what he doesn't understand is if we weren't, again, spoilers here. If we weren't advanced enough to make the wormhole to bring the past selves to the future, then how are the future people able to make the black hole? And I was like, because that's called time travel, guys. If you design a way to do it, as long as you do it, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Then, because it's a loop. The future people have already got somewhere where they could do that. So which means they have changed how they do it. So if because they changed it, they were able to make the wormhole appear to have those events happen and change. That's simple fucking fact, guys. And they're like, and then someone's like, and then they're talking about it because like when they, and was it Aaron yesterday? Aaron that brought it up. He's like, I don't get it because the wormhole disappeared. They're there. I was like,
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because the wormhole wasn't there for them to get to one of those planets through the wormhole. The wormhole was there for them to get there to discover what they needed to make the gravity travel work.
Yeah.
So once they did that, the wormhole didn't need to be there anymore, because that ship, the Ark, as everyone refers to it, was already using the technology they figured out from that to then travel through space and time to yeah. get to a new habitable planet. They yeah. That wormhole wasn't designed to take that vessel through, and I was like, that's why that wormhole can disappear now, because they already set the events in motion. To then carry on.
Yeah.
Because they don't need the wormhole to go anywhere. They needed that ship to be able to house all those people and to be able to travel through space. Boom. That's all you need it for. Simple fact.
Yeah.
That was it. And watching Matthew McConaughey watch the videos of his kids over the 23 years was fucking rough.
Yeah.
Oh, there's tons of scenes.
Yeah,
there
there's a bunch of scenes there.
That
just
one, though?
Fucking heartbreaking in it.
That one was fucking rough. Because you could see his son just grow.
Yeah.
Into Casey Affleck.
which made me laugh because I didn't know Casey Affleck was in it.
I didn't know that Matt Damon was in it. So
yeah, that was a big shocker.
When I saw the Dr. Man, I was like, Ben Affleck. Like, I was like, what?
through this, like, you know, like foggy glass and stuff, you don't see him. So it's like, oh, cool. So it opens up, and they're like, dude, that dude looks exactly like Matt Damon. Matt Damon. I was like, that's a good way to do it, because I didn't see shit listed for him as an actor in it.
No. Yeah.
I remember they said, like, because I remember them saying, like, Casey Affleck's in it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know Topher Grace was in it either.
No, that was another surprise one. I was sitting there going, yeah, that's Topher Grace as her, like boyfriend, I guess. Why is Venom,
like, the doctor here? Like, you're welcome.
Don't do that.
I don't remember his name from that 70s show, so I could have said that the serial killer from Predators.
Eric, that's his name from that 70s show. Is Eric it? Foreman, yeah.
Yes.
Fair enough. Sure.
Red's Kid. Why is Red's Kid in this?
Yeah, why is Red's Kid in this? Which brings us back to the movie I wanted Joe to have to watch, Fortress 2, which Red had Red in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of movies back then.
Yeah.
RoboCop
2. No, RoboCop 1.
Yep.
RoboCop 1.
First one. Yeah.
Because he played the psycho guy.
Yeah, the creepy guy was in 2. Yeah, okay, yeah. First one.
He was always, I think, a bad guy in his early career.
For most that I remember, yeah.
Did you ever watch that 70s show? He was kind of a bad guy in that, too.
Yeah, but he had a heart of gold.
Nah.
He was your stereotypical
dumbass.
You know, like older generation.
Yeah, he had a heart of gold, pyrite gold. That's fool's gold, by the way. Pyrite. Sorry.
We're okay.
Yeah.
Interstellar. Right?
Right?
Any words yet on what Nolan's working on next? Like, I know he only does like one every 2 years, but
a movie.
Well, the next movie is the animated one, right? Or computer or something or other. He said what it was. He doesn't have a title yet.
He's doing an animated movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's directing. He's producing it, though.
No.
It's like a CG, like, mocap movie.
Outer Stellar.
I was thinking, though, wouldn't it be awesome if Interstellar had, like, an inner space twist to it? Where, like, the universe that they went to was actually inside Matthew McConaughey's body?
We're not being John Malkovich here.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
No flower pots.
Whoa.
Well, or the alternate reality the other place they ended up was the place in Inception. So you saw fucking Juno and Leo DiCaprio in it. What's her name?
Ellen Page.
Yeah, I saw Ellen Page and Leo DiCaprio walking around in it. Walking upside down. Which they kind of brought that back a little bit. That was very Inception-ish when he first gets to the new place.
So when they showed up, they're in someone's dream?
No. Like it was on top of them, like their world.
The ice world that they end up on. Like,
No, it's not the
world he
the
gets
ship.
To.
No, that's not the world he gets to. That's the ship. That's the Ark.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, the Ark. Yeah, okay, because I was thinking you meant halo? Remember they were flying through the clouds and they hit a cloud and they're like, oh, that cloud's made of ice? Yeah, that's what I thought you were doing. Yeah.
Nah, well, the fucked up part was when they're on the ice planet and they went underneath and it was I'm not going to give away that one, but there's like we're going to go
give
down
away the ending, but I'm not going to give away.
I didn't give away the ending.
He really did a pretty good job of not giving anything away.
So
not
exactly. Fuck you, no. Eric, who hasn't seen this, so don't judge me.
You don't know what he's been through.
Yeah.
I'm just going off the fact that I'm going to spoil it.
I tried my best not to. He spoiled some stuff.
Spoilers. Humans.
He spoiled it.
What?
Instead of aliens, humans.
Oh, shit.
But anyways, the ice planet that Dr. Mann was on, when he said we're going down to the core or to the surface, there was that extra like layer below.
Yeah, because like, it was the area where he says that there was life and everything, and he was taking Matthew McConaughey there.
Yeah, and then they go down, like they jump down to the thing.
Yeah,
and like I was like, oh, there really is a. Like, I was like, they're going to the surface, and then obviously we know what happened, but Eric doesn't, so I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was fucking brutal, too.
Yeah,
it was not a. Not a good way. I was like, this is not going to end the way I think it's going to. And it did.
You guys want a hint? Two words. Motorcycle gang.
Warriors. Oh, wait, sorry.
Come out to
just
play.
Kidding. There's no motorcycle gang in it.
You son of a bitch.
That'd be pretty dope if there was, though.
Super confusing.
Yeah. It's a Nolan movie. You could get away with it.
Should modernize Inception. That movie.
Warriors?
Yeah.
Nolan do it.
Someone was going to try to do it. I don't remember who was, but it didn't work out so well.
Really violent.
Should be really violent.
Actually, yeah. I don't think it would be really violent if they would do it nowadays. Because look what they did to RoboCop. RoboCop used to be super violent back then, and RoboCop, they dumbed it down.
They did that so, on purpose with the Warriors.
That's the whole point of the movie.
Yeah, is the violence.
That's what I'm saying is they would probably find a way to dumb it down to a point where it would be PG-13.
No, because that kind of movie wouldn't work that way. Like RoboCop.
I'm not saying it would work, but I'm saying that's what they would do.
That seemed like a Hollywood movie.
It seems like that's what they would do. We're gonna remake this. Yes, it was a violent movie. So was RoboCop.
It really wasn't all that.
It was violent for the time,
right? But the gangs are nothing like you would picture a gang today being.
Yeah, I want a shot for shot remake. I don't want to update it.
If you look at the violence in that movie, they were using baseball bats, chains, knives. Gangs don't use those weapons anymore.
Pretty wicked with a baseball bat. I seen Raid 2.
Now they use AK-47s.
news gangs do.
News gangs.
That's what I meant Anchorman. By it would be. It would be more violent.
I stabbed the man with a trident.
Yes, where'd you get a hand grenade?
I don't know.
You should lay low.
All right, to recap everything, we talked about Interstellar. One more time, do you want to mention the Twitter thing, what we're going to be doing when this posts?
So every Friday when the show goes up around 10 o'clock, a tweet will go out from the Comes Naturally podcast, Comes Natural Pod Twitter account that is going to be basically asking or directing attention to the show to a famous or popular podcast group to try to get them to promote the show, like hey, check this show out, guys, we think it's nice. Or
if we can get one of those people to retweet it, that would be huge.
Yeah,
or even to reply to it would be bigger, but
something where people would
even
see
if it's
that,
them,
you know,
retweeting, stop tweeting us, it still
it finds the link, man. Yep.
What was it, Barnum, P.T. Barnum said, there's no bad
there's no business like show business.
I don't think P.T. Barnum said that at all. There's no bad publicity.
Yeah,
is that what it was? Yeah. So as long as someone says like, hey,
fuck this podcast,
yeah, fuck these guys, quit
our
blasting
downloads
as long as they
up.
Say Comes Naturally,
yep. If we can get people to like to look at the show, be like, hey, why is Chris yelling at these guys? Be like, hey, our traffic went up, yay! And maybe we'll win them over, and they'll be like, go back to Chris, be like, hey, Chris, you didn't give them a chance. Fuck you! You should listen to this.
And Chris, there's no business like so business. That's what we're gonna say.
We're not gonna say that.
No.
I thought that's what you guys wanted to say.
Yeah, not really.
Did you find the irregular saying?
We just said it.
Was it, there's no business like show business?
There's no business like snow business.
Like no business I know?
Jesus Christ. Worst episode ever.
We didn't mention your acting debut.
Acting debut? What?
Jesus video. Fucking Christ, Joe. Really? How is it you don't remember anything that goes on between us as friends?
I do remember stuff that goes on between us.
The video?
I do remember that now. But it wasn't really an acting preview. It wasn't really acting.
Yeah, he also was not meaning it as a real acting debut.
Yeah, whatever.
He was in a video.
I saw it.
Directed by somebody. With sound effects.
It was pretty funny.
But we're gonna try to. I'm gonna do more of those.
Mike's job, since he still hasn't made our flyers yet. So
yeah, I think
we're not gonna do flyers, are we?
No.
Well, he said he wanted to put a poster up, and yet that was like a month ago.
Posters
I'm
still working on it.
Posters are different than flyers.
I gotta draw
well,
each one by hand.
And then he said poster. Draw it by hand.
Yeah, man.
We want to draw attention to it. Not
it's,
like
it's gonna look
go,
like Zach and
no,
Mary
it
make a
great.
Porno.
Yeah, like their posters, stick figures, one with pigtails,
buns.
But but yeah, so look, watch the video if you haven't seen it. It's
on YouTube.
Facebook.
It's on Facebook. I think that's all I put up.
What's
on.
The name of the video?
It's entitled "Cody Brings the Boom."
And the second one was?
No, that was the first one. I showed you the test video.
Oh, okay.
That one's just for us.
Okay.
No one gets to see that. No, I've been messing around with it.
I won't post that to YouTube.
Wink. I don't know what the next one's gonna be. I got a couple ideas, but I need Cody's camera though.
What? Why? And
something a little bit more high quality.
You have a phone?
No, my the speaker doesn't work on it, so it doesn't pick up the volume on the playback. There's no audio.
get your own camera.
No, I'm gonna use
you yours. You could dub it.
I could.
With your own voice.
Do an audio track.
I want to get someone to dub it in Chinese.
You can dub it in Chinese yourself. Just don't match up the words to the lips. Like bad lip reading.
See if you could find like an online translator so it sounds like Stephen Hawking, but like Chinese Stephen Hawking.
I think that was racist.
I think it's racist and insensitive to
We'll leave it up to the viewers to decide whether that's racist or not.
Pretty sure it's a yes. Except for the people
who are racist. So you're saying that if there is a program out there that does multiple languages, that speaks multiple languages, that whatever you type in and it speaks that other language is racist.
Yep.
That sounds very helpful to me.
Sounds like the way you said it sounds racist. Yeah.
No, he wanted to dub it over. He wants somebody.
You could have just said like, a Chinese robot, Chinese.
That's not as racist as Superman doing blackface.
I was saying it sounds like. I said it sounds like. You already know what Stephen Hawking sounds like. So I'm just saying that if there was a program that that translated like into Chinese.
Why couldn't you just say speak and spell?
See, that would be less racist.
Like, thank you.
But speak and spell would be childish.
It's the same voice.
You're like
he uses a speak and spell. Like I don't know if it's a more advanced speak and spell. Yes, but
it's very similar. A speak and spell.
It's a stare and spell and speak. I guess because he has to look at the thing, so he doesn't move.
But
anymore,
the logo, like the company that made it, is not that. So
well, they stretched the name out. Like
it could have been made by Texas Instruments.
The speak and spell 5000.
Like an Osmo 3000.
That's funny.
But like not a fat kid in a cardboard box that's paper made in silver. Speaking of which, to go back to Mike calling me a future Cartman, I was thinking about this the other day. Merlin.
Oh, yeah, I did do that. Yeah, I was like, what are you asshole. Talking about?
Merlin is the grown up Cartman.
And Merlin is? Merlin. I know who he is.
Well, it's for you. It's the guy we work with.
Okay, sort of. There we go.
Not Merlin, like the magician, because that doesn't have a D. It's Merlind, not Merlin.
Merlind, yeah.
But
he's angry when you don't pronounce the D.
It's got to pronounce D.
Always got to make sure he gets the D.
He always gets the D, sir. But I was thinking about because, like, he's super, like, he's basically Cartman.
It, to a point, yeah.
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 And gross.
To a point.
And just farts whenever it happens. Yeah. Like...
It's that true. Made me just the idea that made me laugh more than it should have.
We're just sitting like the other day. We're sitting there and like, oh here,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that? Oh, sorry. What the fuck, man? Like, walk away.
I remember when I worked at Best Buy. You know how the warehouse, you had like that long walkway to get to where the computers were.
Yeah.
And it's narrow, so you turn the corner and it gets real narrow and you have a long walkway. And I was walking down towards the computer one time and Jeff Minnis was there. He's like, you might not want to come down here. It smells like farts.
At least he warned you. He didn't walk.
I grabbed my shit and just turned around. I was like, all right, thanks.
Like, you didn't walk into it or just like have to like get trapped in the corner with it. You know what I mean? Like, he was considerate enough to be like, hey, bro, like...
Like, you might not want to go down there.
Yeah, like, you can take your chances. Yeah. Like, but it's probably going to smell like poop to your face, so... Just warning you. But nope. He just lets him rip. I don't fucking care. And he acts like nothing happened. I'm like, bro, like...
Yeah, you're like, come on, man. We work back here.
There's a stench cloud right here that we can't get past.
The window is starting to fog up.
And it's in the same room, so that's bad.
Yeah, that would be bad.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
So that's it. To recap, what movie you got, Joe?
Something on Mars.
Yep. Cody, you have?
Ernest Saves Christmas.
I have The Hunter. And so
Eric has to read Old Man Logan. Don't forget about Eric. He's the guy who's not talking next to you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, look for
I got
that.
A book.
I like to read.
So look for those the next podcast, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
Cody. And a special guest was
Eric.
Oh, right. He was here?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy weird. You kept forgetting. All right. Till next week.
Later.
Yep.
Bye.
Go fuck yourselves.
No, it's supposed to be fuck off was the first one I think you did.
Fuck off!